Well, judging from the two previous series, the two teams are, reasonably evenly matched over in these conditions. They've been, all the games have been hard-fought contests, and I guess you're going to expect, similar sort of battles over the next five one-day matches. Yeah, it's a nice group to be around, and in all my time, I've said this a few times that I've never seen this sort of depth in the fast bowling department for a New Zealand side. So it's definitely nice to have that healthy competition within the group. It certainly gives the selectors and the captain, options. That probably haven't been there in the past. So it's just nice how we all complement each other quite nicely. Shane, he's been in the role now for a couple of years, and I think it's taken a bit of time for him to get an understanding of all the players, and vice versa for the players to get an understanding of how Shane goes about his work. But I think you've seen from the fast bowling department, definitely in the last 18 months, that they're getting a lot of rewards from the work that's been done at trainings and off the park as well with Shane. So Shane's a guy that puts a lot of planning into each series, and I think when the bowlers execute those plans, I think we get the rewards. Yeah, well, I'd like to see a bit more grass personally, but it's exceptionally different from what we're used to at home. At home, the wickets are quite a lot quicker and bounce through quite a lot. But when you come, over to this part of the world, you have to find a different way to skin the cat. And we've been very conscious of areas where to bowl in this series to certain batsmen. And because the wickets are so different, and you need a lot more variations, I guess, in your attack to be successful. And I think the guys have been working very hard at trainings to continually develop their game with Shane, and so far it's been working quite well. Yeah, well, I guess some of those decisions are taken out of my hands, which is quite nice. But I think it's a luxury for Mike Kesson and the selectors, and normally Brendan McCullum, but Kane here on this trip to develop a combination that's going to work. First and foremost, I know the World Cup's on everyone's minds, but we've got a very important series to play here, and to get that balance right within our bowling attack, as you say, is very important in these type of conditions. We have the luxury of having two very good all-rounders in Neesham and Anderson, who bowl pace, which complement the pace group. And then you have the likes of, obviously, the spinners in Vettori and McCullum, and also Anton Devcich, who's played a pretty significant role, especially in that last game. So there's one thing finding a balance over and conditions over here, and then finding that balance of what's going to work in the conditions that we find in Australia and New Zealand is also going to be very important, and that's where the games leading up to the World Cup are going to come into play. I guess, at the start of this trip, I've made a bit of a point not to try and think about the World Cup. I think it's probably consumed my mind too much in the last 12 months, and personally, I've come into this trip here against Pakistan to not think about the World Cup at all. And if I just come out there and give my best shot, then if the best is good, then great. And then the best, if not good, then so be it. I'll deal with the outcomes of whether I've been involved in the World Cup or not. But all I can control is putting the ball in the right area, and hopefully the rest can take care of itself. Well, it's nice for us in the sense that we, before this trip, we did have a little bit of a break as a group. And it's just a nice lead-in to what's going to be a very demanding World Cup. And the lead-in of 14 games against quality opposition, Pakistan, who I think with their pace attack are going to be probe some difficult questions over in New Zealand conditions if they get it right. We play them at home before the World Cup, and also Sri Lanka, seem to be make the finals every time a World Cup's been played. So they're going to be nice teams to play before the main event. Well, obviously, they're two quality spinners. Just need to look at their record and what they've achieved for Pakistan. But I think to be a successful international side, you need depth within your group. And I think Pakistan have shown in the last wee while against Australia and against New Zealand here that they have that depth. Some players have got opportunities through Ajmal being out, and have proved they can do a job at international level. So when you're in our shoes, I guess you scout the full squad of the opposition, and we've done that, and I think we've done that nicely leading into this series, and so we're fully aware of all the opposition players, of what their strengths and weaknesses are. Not only have they played a lot of cricket, but they've played tough cricket. Any series against Australia is always a tough contest, and obviously they've played exceptionally well throughout that time, and Obviously, the series so far against New Zealand in the Test series was a hard-fought battle, and it's proved the case again in the T20. So they're playing a lot of cricket, but it's tough cricket, and I think they'll be better for it leading into the World Cup. And as I just touched on before, they've got a really nice bowling group, a fast bowling group, and you know they get conditions to suit and bowl in the right areas over in Australia and New Zealand. They can definitely be a threat to opposition batting lineups. Look, I think it helps that we're playing at home. We've played some pretty decent cricket the last couple of seasons at home, and last year we beat India relatively comfortably in the one-day series, which was nice. I think that's given us a huge confidence boost heading into this World Cup, but World Cups are really tough to win. We've never won one. We've never gone past the semi-final stage, so I guess at stage we don't probably know the magic formula what it takes to win a World Cup, but look, if we can break it down by a game by game and get through pool play and into the sudden death stage, and hopefully have a group of players who are all in form and not a group that's full of injuries or anything like that, and we play some good cricket on the day and win those small moments, because I think if you look back on previous World Cups and big tournaments, the team that win the small moments in those crucial games tend to have success. So it's going to be a fun time to play World Cup in our backyard, and hopefully we can play some good cricket and have a confident group and make sure it's a team-first environment, and I think we'll go all right. I may have missed school to watch a couple of them as well, but I remember that World Cup quite fondly, actually, because obviously New Zealand played exceptionally well throughout that tournament, and I was there the day when Insamam carted us all around the park at Eden Park, and I remember that very clearly, to be fair. It's a pretty sad drive home after that game, but I think the New Zealand side throughout that tournament played some really innovative cricket. They had players in form, which helped. For any side, if you get players in form, you're going to go a long way into and deep into the tournament, and it was certainly a fun time for the New Zealand public to get in behind a sporting team, and it will be a lot of fun all around. Hopefully we can replicate and go a couple of games further. Dan is a world-class player, and obviously it came a time where I guess the New Zealand side needed him, and he was a little bit, sceptical because he hadn't played Test cricket in such a long time. And I just spoke to him, because not only are we cricket companions, I guess, but we're really good mates, and just had an honest conversation of what playing for your country is all about, especially in the format of Test cricket, which I believe is the ultimate form to play for your country. And we just had it's a bit of a heart-to-heart, I guess, and it was just nice that he made that decision to go over and join the group. With what the outcome was a wonderful Test match, outside the circumstances with Phil and stuff, but it would have been a great Test match to be around for 5 days, and it was great that they had a win.